Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What we see today in the Acts of the Apostles is exactly what the feast is. It's the ascension of our Lord into heaven. It's something that we commemorate whenever we say the second mystery of the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. It's something that we speak about regularly, but it's something that perhaps we don't always dig a little bit more into to try to put that, ingrain that picture in our mind, and also to implant in ourselves the spiritual lessons that we can glean from such an occurrence. The ascension of our Lord into heaven, what do we see St. Paul lay out in his epistle of the Acts of the Apostles? We see these 11 men, these apostles, there witnessing a second great miracle after the death of our Lord. They saw him, the first great miracle, his resurrection, the greatest of miracles that has ever worked in the history of the world. They witnessed that, they saw him, they spent the last 40 days celebrating that. They spent the last 40 days sitting beside him, listening to him speak, learning the truths that they needed to know, learning what their mission was going to entail, to spread the faith throughout the world, learning the things of God that they had to instill in their hearts in order to be able to give to others. They lived 40 days the resurrection, walking with Christ who was once dead, seeing him before their eyes. And then in a moment, as our Lord had told them he was going to do, in a moment, he rises up to heaven, right before their eyes. He doesn't hide it from them. He lets them see himself go away. Go so that he could return to where his proper place, his proper home would be, the proper place for God in heaven. Where his proper, the proper place for where his glorified body should end up. That spot that was his proper throne at the right hand of God the Father. And he does so to move on to the next facet of the spreading of the faith, which is the descent of the Holy Ghost that comes down on Pentecost. Christ goes so they can receive those gifts and spread the word of God himself. They live that. And so while they rejoiced in the resurrection, they saw in a moment Christ disappear from their midst, going up, knowing that he promised to be with them always, knowing that spiritually he was always going to remain. He was never going to abandon them. But still, physically, he was gone. And there's a little bit of it that they longed to follow after. They wanted to be with him. They didn't want to see him go from at least a natural point, a human aspect. And so as they saw him rise up, they watched him go, and they looked after him until they could see him no longer. And they kept looking, maybe to just catch a last glimpse of him in that moment. Until finally they were brought back to where they needed to have their focus. They needed to focus on what was next. They needed to think about their very duty at hand. And so they're called back from what they're staring at to bring their minds back to the task at hand by two men, or actually really two angels, clothed in white. And they come back and they prepare themselves for the coming of the Holy Ghost, and they prepare themselves to begin preaching to the people throughout the world. Needless to say, all of that kind of painting the picture there. Needless to say, the last few weeks were pretty good weeks for the apostles. They had a good time of it. But now, Christ has them prepare for their duties. But he doesn't want them to completely miss out on what they were doing last. You see, the angels bring them back to focus, but they weren't wrong to be looking up to heaven. They weren't wrong to be trying to catch that last glimpse of him. They weren't wrong to be looking after the fact that he was gone and to look so in a longing fashion. Rather, it is because they were longing for that that's going to make them be able to carry through with what their duties in life now held before them. They had to call themselves back to that promise that one day they could join him in heaven. And that is where our focus has to be. You see, it was a bit easier for the apostles after this point on. They had seen our Lord resurrected from the dead, and they would soon receive the extraordinary gifts along with the ordinary gifts of the Holy Ghost to strengthen them, to fortify them in what their task at hand. But we know that while we receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost by our confirmation and we exercise them by living a grace-filled life, we know that at times it's very difficult to fight the good fight for our souls. And so, how are we going to be able to? We have to keep our mind and our eyes looking to heaven. We have to look up. We have to continually remind ourselves and focus ourselves on the spiritual life that we have to practice every single day. Think about it in the natural realm. It makes sense when we just say it outright, but it makes even more sense when we illustrate it a little bit. Think about it on the natural realm. What do we see? You know, if a man goes to work and sits at his desk, he usually has a photo of his family upon his desk. Why? Because they're important to him. He loves them and he cares for them, and he reminds him that he's working, he's doing these tasks for their benefit. We see anybody who wants to be an elite athlete, what do? They continually watch film again and again. Why? It's because they want to look at the actions and learn from it, see where their mistakes were and correct them. They want to look at it and be inspired to go and work harder at those skills so that they can improve. They want to see that constant playing of the imagery of what they're about to do before their minds in order that they can continually improve upon that. That's why weightlifters subscribe to various fitness magazines, so that they can read about any little detail that they can gain in order to improve and inspire themselves to grow more. But we as Catholics, we're no different in our day-to-day lives in the need for inspiration and the need for help. Yet our goal is far greater than any of those other things. Our goal as Catholics, the one thing that unites us all, is far better than any kind of crown that we could win in the arena of sports. It's far better than any kind of good health that we can gain by exercise. It's even better than the good of our family, which in and of itself is a very important aspect. Our goal is saving our souls. Our goal is getting ourselves to heaven. Yet we still need those inspirations and those reminders and those helps along the way. So how do we do that? How do we make sure that we are constantly imitating the apostles in that looking to heaven? It's very simple, really, when we break it down. It just comes to us by having a regular, daily, spiritual life. First, and most importantly, is our morning prayers and our morning offering. These things are very basic, but it's something that we can easily skip over in our daily lives because we're tired in the morning, or we're running a bit late, or we're just, whatever it may be, we're distracted by the things that come to us in the day. But it's important that we always come back to the reality that we have to start our day off right. There's no more important thing to do than look to God at that instant. This was something that was oftentimes preached by Father Kavanaugh. Father Kavanaugh was an Irish priest in the 1800s who was in Knock in Ireland. And it said that it was because of this that he was, the town of Knock was gifted with the vision of Our Lady of Knock. And it was because Father Kavanagh preached repeatedly the importance of a morning offering and a morning prayer. He said that no matter how hurried you are in the morning, no matter how much you're behind, he said you should never leave your room without making a good morning offering and saying at least three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys before you go. It only takes a moment, but it's a moment well spent, and it's a moment of grace gained for yourself that'll strengthen you and be able to set the tone right for the rest of your day in a spiritual sense. He preached that, he practiced that, and he stressed it. The amount of good that could be done for souls, and the amount of good that can be done for the suffering souls in purgatory by a simple morning offering, and the amount of grace that can be given to ourselves by starting it off with three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys, that supernatural aid for ourselves. He stressed how important that was in daily life. And the people adhered to it, they listened to it, and they put it into practice. And the entire town grew in piety. And so their reward was Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and Saint John the Evangelist to appear there for several people to be able to witness and to see. Secondly, it's our daily rosary. This should be a part of everybody's staple of their daily lives. It's our sword and our shield in the spiritual battle for our souls. It's something that we certainly talk about so often from the pulpit, and it's something that we can never exhaust the importance in stressing the importance of it. For most of us, this very devotion, the rosary, is our chief source of grace every day. For most of us, we aren't able to make it to Mass every single day, no, really, and to be able to receive Holy Communion and all the highest plane of grace that comes from uniting ourselves physically to God. But we know that with the prayer that is given to us from heaven is going to bring us closer to heaven. And so as such, it's a chief source of grace daily. And then lastly, we could say that the examination and act of contrition at the end of the night, that helps us realize where we didn't quite live up to what we needed to in our daily lives, where we've fallen short and how we can improve and move forward, strengthening us for tomorrow's battle, which we know will surely wait for us. It's very simple, those three points. We start, we end, and we fill up the middle with some basic pious practices. And we can insert whatever other devotions we want to around those points. But if we have that as a basic foundation, what do we find? That we start our day by looking to heaven. We find during our day we pray and lift our eyes back up again. And we don't lay our heads down at night until we've completed that same last action, looking to heaven one last time and asking for the help that we need. That's how we sanctify ourselves. That's how we fight to one day join our Lord at the throne of God the Father forever, and that we know that his ascension for us was not his disappearance from us, but merely preparing the way and opening the gates for our arrival one day when our life comes to an end. So look to heaven now, because that is the path that we want to be on, and in order to follow it, we must keep our eyes focused on exactly where we want to go. May God bless you. May God bless you.